coming from being in the industry for 9 years, I've been both on the customer side and the vendor side, so I have perspectives of both areas. And I know what it takes to be successful because I've managed them and I've also been them. So what I'm here for today is to really get a sense of, is it viable? We like the idea because it's the same time zone.
Yeah.
And we also like an alternative to India, which is what I'm doing today. I'm managing a large relationship with Cognizant Technology.
Okay.
Great job. There are some gaps. What do the new guys on the block have to offer these people here? And that's what I'm here to see. One thing I do know for sure is the same time zone.
Yeah.
But to be able to support that, we need a company that's mature, that has developed processes, and has experience and can scale.
Do you think then that, because you know, you've specifically come to Brazil, I suppose seeing that you've got the time zone there, you don't have a problem of it's not like traveling to India as well, I guess.
Right.
But is there something inherently about some of the Brazilian companies that you feel they may be different to the Indian
companies?
That's the
problem. I haven't met enough of them to be able to tell.
Right. So that's
the few that I've met seem to be just more on. I know there are a couple in here that have been in the outsourcing business for quite some time, and I haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
But the few that I've met are new players in the game.
Yeah.
250 people. Some of them don't even have outsourcing out of the country. While they do a lot of it within the country here, they don't have any offshore outsourcing, which means they haven't perfected the delivery model.
Yeah.
And the question for a guy like me and a company like me is, I don't want to be a guinea pig. We don't want to experiment with somebody.
Yeah.
So we need to have somebody who has referenceable customers in the U.S., where they and getting a sense of the delivery model that they've been using,
so we can
get a sense of the experience. That's what I need to do in the next 2 days.
So really, I mean, for you looking for a new partner, it's really around experience, referenceability, and
biggest case for me is referenceability.
Yeah.
I want to see who you've done work with, where you've done the work, and what they have to say about it.
Yeah,
and I think that holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Being in the business for a lot of years, they're going to tell you anything you want to hear, and I realize that with all due respect to the vendors. I was one of them at one point in time.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, when you learn about the delivery model and the customers that they have, you also need to get a sense of how successful they were in those engagements. That's the biggest indicator for me.
A lot of the like the analysts talk about one of the problems for Brazil and the Brazilian tech sector is they can't compete with the Indians on cost. But you, as a buyer of services, is that always at the front of your mind anyway?
It's not anymore. In the last, I would say, year or so, we're starting to see that it really depends on the value you get for the dollar. For example, in India, the offshore model is on-site, $75 an hour, offshore, $25 an hour.
Yeah.
Great. But we're finding out that those on-site people are doing have three times the amount of productivity as the offshore people.
Yeah.
So while we're paying $25 an hour, are we really getting $25 an hour worth of work?
Yeah.
Or are we getting $10 an hour worth of work? Or $50 an hour worth of work? So the question is, maybe we need to relook at, you know, how we're doing this. And maybe it's not always the cheapest is the best, because productivity is a factor that's going to be able to determine the value you're getting for the dollar.
Yeah.
So that's what you also need to explore here.
Mm.
If the rates are $35 an hour or $40 an hour for an offshore Brazilian developer, but the work, the throughput, is better than what I'm getting offshore in India, and I can measure that, and then obviously the answer is, well, why not give them a shot?
Yeah.
So yeah, rates and cost is also a factor.
Yeah.
It's also a factor.
So you think that, I mean, you're typical of, say, the CEO or CIO that's buying now is much more sophisticated in terms of measuring productivity.
Definitely. It's not just about the rates anymore.
Okay.
And we're also looking at even the U.S. Midwest rate, cheap labor rates are $35 to $45 to $55 an hour.
Yeah.
Why not give them a shot? Let's see. Same time zone, clothes, less travel.
Yeah.
A lot of those things, barriers go away.
Yeah.
So really want to get a sense of, you know, what's happening here.
Okay.
And then the experience of the vendors. And then we'll kind of start making a call as to whether we want to continue to pursue and explore even further.